all of us decide to do a couple of things, then that adds up. I think that's the messaging that needs to happen on the individual level. Of course, our governments, they can do more.
Hope, thank you for leaving us on such a hopeful note as we wrap up this story. And I couldn't agree more that the antidote to feeling very just disempowered is to try to just take even some little actions that, you know, I can feel like, okay, I'm trying to do a little something to make things better. And those can snowball and you can end up doing more and having conversations and voting for people based on the issue that you really care about. And that we're seeing, I think all of us, more and more evidence of as time goes on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in a warming world, we could use some more snow.
We could use some snow walls.
Just kidding. Sorry, that I had to be cheesy. I'm sorry. That's too cheesy.
Thanks for listening to Noise Filter, your public health podcast. To see and share our amazing animations and find out more information about us, the show, as well as links to our social media, go to noisefiltershow.com.
We are grateful to our sponsors, including Access Health Louisiana and the End the Epidemic Initiative, who are working to bring equitable health outcomes to everyone they serve. Hope, any last words?
Stay well out there, folks, and continue taking steps to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy. That includes exercise, a good diet, getting adequate sleep, and seeing your healthcare providers regularly.
And protect yourself and others by getting the COVID-19 vaccine and booster, wearing a mask, and social distancing wherever possible. Remember, health is a human right.
Listener-supported community radio, KBOO Portland.
The following program is a special encore rebroadcast for these unique pandemic times. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred and are no longer relevant. Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Portland.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell us the end in first then?
Hello, Portland. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm your host, Jack Malmstrom. Joining me in the studio is Nick Yellowhorse. He'll be on in just a bit. We have a special guest coming up, so stay tuned. We're going to start off the show with Mob Bounce, Oral Tradition, here on Rose City Native Radio.
Dispel the lies of man, the frauded hand that feeds me. This hell is just a scam, the God that I am believes me. Creator made the land, I am the land, so Mother Earth breeds me. Spider weaves the story, so the web of light reads me. I can spell out the glory, so I spell L-O-V-E. Elders told oral traditions, this is where it leads me. Seven generations, now my spirit can fly freely. We keeping it real with a medicine wheel, better than suffering, enough of that. We can heal better than my skin in my blood. I bleed, sew the wound up and show you my scar has sealed. We are unifying all people as one. You the flying, the eagle and sun. New beginnings in the east have come. Bring me a baby, a daughter or son.
Oh, grandpa, tell me your stories about the good old days. Oh, grandma, teach me the way like.
those who detest love, warrior status while the rest of us rest up. Come now, 100 years has come now, and somehow red people are still backing gun sounds. Wake up to that fake stuff. I'm bold with that soulish. I'm social with that mad gab. My resistance is focused. The monument of existence isn't to be by our soul, kid. The West was never won down to those who thought they stole it. You are not raving. That's not how story told it. That's not how story's journey woven had unfolded. You can ask your grandma exactly how the old lived. I got the light and I hold it. You can ask your grandpa exactly how the old lived. I got the light and I hold it. Oh grandpa, tell me a story about the good old days.
Dead now, dead now.
That was Digging Roots with For the Light, and before that, Mob Bounce with Oral Tradition. I'm your host, Jack Malmstrom. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. Joining me in the studio is Nick Yellowhorse. Nick, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. We have a very special guest joining us today, don't we, Nick?
Yes, we do. I'm super excited for who is about to come and we get to speak to. I mentioned a little bit last week when you were gone about who was going to be coming up. And today we have an artist. She is known for one of the anthems during Standing Rock in 2016, In the River. I'm pretty sure you've heard us play it. And she has toured with the likes of Dispatch and Nako Bear and the Medicine People last year. And, you know, before that as well. And she's an amazing artist. An amazing person from what I can tell from her Patreon.
Fellow Autumn.
Yes.
Yes, I came all Autumn in the house.
And her name is Ray Zaragoza. Hello, Ray.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you so much for giving some time to talk to us today.
Thank you so much for having me. So wonderful. I've been in the studio nonstop. It's so nice to talk to people. This is great.
Yeah, I noticed you had posted that I know that your Patreon for creating your latest second album was going to be happening soon, but I didn't know it was going to be happening in Portland. And so I reached out and said, hey, could you come in or, you know, just give a talk? Thank you. Yeah, it's been, what, a little over a year since your first album, and now you're working on your second, and
it's almost been 2 years.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, time flies.
Yeah, I mean, like, I remember hearing In the River long, long time ago and thinking this is such a great song, and I'm so happy that
you've
grown so large in my eyes. I mean, you performed at the Red Rocks in Colorado, and that experience must be quite, quite amazing.
Yeah, that was it really was everything I could have imagined it to be. It was very crazy of an experience. It was very cool. It was very, very cool.
Yeah, so do you want to talk about your latest album? I know you said that you had 20 songs to choose from and you are only choosing a few of those. Any details on that?
Yeah, so, you know, I've been in the studio for the past 2 weeks, and it was really fun with Patreon. I know Nick, you're a member, which is so cool. I basically had 20 songs that I wrote, and I demoed them, you know, just like a rough demo recording, and I uploaded all of them to Patreon and asked everyone basically which ones their favorites were, and I used a lot of that info to help decide which ones I chose. And so we narrowed it down to 10 songs, which is pretty crazy, and we've been recording them, and yeah, it's been really cool to have, you know, this very hands-on experience incorporating Patreon in my album process. And for anyone listening who doesn't know what Patreon is, it's pretty much like a fan club. It's like a more it's like a subscription-based fan club, and people get to be a larger part of the process. I share a lot more on Patreon than I would publicly on Instagram or Facebook. So it's like this little safe space of feedback and support, and it's really fun. It's been great.
Yeah, I unfortunately got in on the game late because I missed your online concert that you had for the subscribers, but
there will be more every month.
I love being in the moment and discovering your music. So I personally haven't listened to the 20. I was like, I have faith in all this community. I know it will be amazing. And I can't wait for that second album to come out.
Yeah.
When should we expect it? In the upcoming 2 months or so?
Oh, gosh. Probably not for longer than that. I think... I think it'll probably be towards the end of this year or maybe the very beginning of next year that it'll be released. But that would be the full album. I mean, we would probably get singles from that record earlier than that. So probably in the fall, we'll have at least one song that we can all listen to.
I know in an interview before that you've had, you've mentioned, or at least you touched on how people have seen you as a political artist. Do you feel like this upcoming album is politically charged as well?
I guess so. I think maybe in a more indirect way than Fight For You, because the Fight For You, the album that my most recent album that was released almost 2 years ago, this June will be 2 years, was very much more outrightly quote unquote political, because I wrote it during the Standing Rock movement and many of the songs were about Standing Rock. So I guess that could be read as, you know, political, since it was about a social, a lot of the songs were fueled by a social justice movement, or, you know, environmental justice and indigenous rights movement issue. But to me, it's like, it didn't really even feel political, because it was based on experience and it's based on heritage and really, you know, things that aren't even that political. It's really just life. And so that's kind of how I feel about this new record. Everything is based on my own personal life experience. But at the same time, making some commentaries about maybe some different social justice or political issues that end up relating back to my own life. So it's cool. So the answer is like definitely yes. And also maybe in a little more indirect of a way than the last one, but definitely yes.
That's really exciting. I do have a question, because I want to know as much as I can about the album. If you had to give a few adjectives to describe the album, what would you give us?
Oh boy, this is fun. This is fun because we're mixing it right now. So I've been listening to it so many times, and I'm trying to come up with a name for the record. And right before I called, I was sitting on the couch in the studio, just crossing out and circling and doing all kinds of madness of writing in my notebook about what this album should be called. So actually this is a good question, because it could probably help me in this process. Okay, adjective. I would say, now I'm like forgetting what an adjective is. I'm like, okay, I need to make sure it's an adjective and not just like a word that isn't an adjective. Okay, let's see. Maybe like journey is not an adjective, that's a word that kind of describes it. And like, I'm just gonna throw out a bunch of words. I mean, like journey, like rebel, feminine, earth, water, sky, you know, it's like all of these nouns pretty much that I feel that really describe it. But you know, I think it's gonna be empowering. That's the goal. Mm-hmm. It's to empower while also comforting, you know. And so, you know, it's so hard. Like right now I'm so close to it, and I think that a lot of the words I would use to describe it are just words I would use to describe kind of where I'm at in my life right now. And it's just kind of a snapshot of my life right now, and where we're at, you know, not only me but everything around me. So it's kind of hard to say, but that's kind of where I'm at right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I know, like, hearing your music from the beginning, way, like, your 6 years, I think you have a song 6 years ago on your SoundCloud versus something that you've recently played live. How would you feel like your influences have changed? Do you feel like you've gravitated towards, like, specific artists now versus how you were before?
Yeah, that's so interesting. My influences have evolved a little bit, but I think, you know, what it is, I've just kind of gotten deeper into my influences. So in the beginning, I've always really been influenced by Elliott Smith and the Beatles and very, you know, classic rock, you know, Crosby, Stills and Nash and Joni Mitchell, Buffy St. Marie, you know, these classic rock songwriters. And I think now I'm just getting more and more into letting them kind of influence me more and more, and maybe even growing from that. And like the Fleet Foxes is like a newer influence. And I think I'm getting even more acoustic, more rootsy, more, you know, more in touch with just the acoustic guitar and the voice as being that real backbone of the entire song, and having everything else support it on either side. And so I think my influences have stayed the same, but just I've gotten deeper with them. And I think I've been getting a little more on this next record. Maybe there's like a few more songs that are a little different or more experimental in terms of lyrics. And I think I'm just diving deeper into myself and letting that speak to the music. So I think I'm letting the influences and myself just go a little bit deeper. And I think I'm hoping that'll really read with the new album.
Well, that's great. I'm really, really excited about all of it. And I can't wait. I know you, do you have any upcoming shows in the area?
Oh, in Portland, I don't have any upcoming shows. Because I was recording these past 2 weeks, it was, you know, I didn't really have time to play any shows. So I don't have anything on the books right now in the Pacific Northwest, but I'm sure I will be back soon. And like all my tour dates are on my website, which is rayzaragoza.com for anyone listening. And I come this way quite a bit. I am playing in Ashland, Oregon. If anyone does go down south, I'm playing in Ashland, Oregon on June 15th. And yeah, but I don't have anything planned in Portland at the time. Oh, wait, no, it's June 14th.
That's great. That's not terribly far. And I know you're upcoming, yeah. You're going to be touring with Kiefer Sutherland, correct?
Yeah, how cool. It's like, I very recently learned that he makes music, and it's really wonderful, and I'm really excited about that tour.
I'm not going to lie. I just found this out, that he makes music because you're touring. Yeah.
I didn't know he made music.
That's so cool, Nick. You might be the only one who found out about him through my music.
No, I literally just found out he made music too. I had no idea.
Yeah, wow. It's pretty cool, you know. I actually need to binge watch 24 now.
Yeah,
I've not done that yet.
You should do an acoustic version of Still Believe from Lost Boys and see if he recognizes it.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That would be fun. Oh, my goodness.
So, Ray, I was curious, why record an album in Portland? I mean, I know we're awesome, but I'm just curious what brought you up here.
Oh, sure. Well, my producer, he's here. His name is Tucker Martin, and he is my dream producer to work with. He's produced so many of my favorite albums. I don't know if you've heard of First Aid Kit, but he produced Ruins, that album. Also, one of my favorite bands is called Blind Pilot, and he produced their album and then Like Lions. He's worked with so many other artists, Laura Veers, and so many incredible artists in the, you know, folk genre, kind of in the vein of the music that I'm making. And he's just always been my dream producer, and I'm just really grateful that I was able to work with him. And he's up here in Portland, and it all worked out because it's been such a vacation. You know, I'm staying with a friend in Lake Oswego, and just it's been a dream. It's just been so nice to get out of Los Angeles and to just be here for a couple weeks and enjoy all that Portland has to offer. And so, you know, yeah, it's not like the, like a lot of times people are like going to make a record in LA or Nashville or New York, but I'm so glad I got to come to Portland. This is way better.
Well, I really appreciate your time, and thank you so much for coming to Portland. Is there anything else you want to mention, you want to plug? I know you have your website, rayzaragoza.com.
Yeah. Yeah, so my website is rayzaragoza.com. Ray is spelled R-A-Y-E. Zaragoza is Z-A-R-A-G-O-Z-A.com. Also, check out my Patreon if you'd like to get an exclusive look into this new album. It's patreon.com, patreon.com/rayzaragoza, R-A-Y-E-Z-A-R-A-G-O-Z-A. And yeah, patreon.com/rayzaragoza. That's it. Yep. And Ashland, Oregon is June 14th if you're heading down south.
Awesome. Well, Ray, thanks again for joining us, and hopefully one of these days we can get you in the studio and do another interview.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Next time I'm in town, you can count on it. I'll be there.
Thanks.
Yay. Thank you so much.
Yes, of course. Anytime. Thank you so much, Ray. So that was Ray Zaragoza, and we're going to go straight from that to Red Moon High Tide by Ray Zaragoza here on Rose City Native Radio.
Slowly falling into the sea.
That was Ray Zaragoza with Red Moon High Tide. I'm your host, Jack Malmstrom. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. Man, that was awesome talking with her. Thank you, Nick, for catching that she was in town.
Definitely. Like she said, definitely support her on Patreon. I cannot plug that enough. She posts a lot on there back behind the scenes about what she's doing. I believe right now, if you get to a certain tier, you can get her lyric sheets that she's been using these past 2 weeks. I'm really tempted. Her voice is just amazing.
Oh my God,
I can't believe she's doing what she's doing, and she's younger than you and I, and I'm just like,
way to make me feel old, Nick. Thanks.
It's not, no, not even. She's just a very powerful, strong woman who's doing her thing.
Absolutely.
And I just reading up for what we were going to talk about, I some of the things she had mentioned to other people, I was just like, wow. That is a very well thought and intellectual woman. And, you know, I'm glad she gave us her time.
Yes.
And I know I will not stop playing her music. I remember the quick anecdote. I remember one time I played In the River and somebody gave a call immediately after and mentioned how they had to pull off, like wherever they were in their neighborhood, pull off to the side and just be like crying because they were so moved by her voice. And I was just like, I know, I feel that a lot.
I feel you. Well, let's do a double feature because it is Gemini season. I'm a Gemini. This is happening. This is another song. Another song. So this is In the River. Enjoy.
There's gotta be some hope. There's gotta be some hope. There's gotta be some way for you to send your dogs away and to leave the land.
Thank you.
That was Jeremy Dutcher with Honor Song, and before that, Ray Zaragoza with In the River. Coming up next, this is Tanya Tagok featuring Boogie the Beat with Ouija here on Rose City Native Radio.
There's many, many different ways that you can produce this noise, this noise, this noise. We'll be right back.
That was Rodrigo y Gabriela with Tumacun, and before that, Tanya Tagak featuring Boogie the Beat with Ouija. Coming up next, we have a brand new track from Snotty Nose Rez Kids with Bougie Natives here on Rose City Native Radio.
Spangled, never had no angles, his balls and fans faithful. top of the Nova Offerings Mansion, another stopping me. I've been the topic of prophecies, ancient Indian philosophies, to find the words to toss at thee. I am a cocky being, being a being of Aqua's kings. My lack of father figure made my future not so clean. Stuck to a hollow dream, stumbled through my first 16. That was written out of pain, that started when I reached my teens. Stayed on a solo mission, life taught me to go the distance. Way before Kevin Costner was told from a ghost vision. Can't say my pot to pissing, wasn't pussily. Treat you like burgundy and fracture you off with those some years. Red skin more for years, minus the black trench. Point to left field, start crushing the first pitch. You know life could just switch, it all depends on the circle that you keep. Minus family and friends. You're only as strong as your weakest link. And if you think I'm wrong, then please don't ask again. I never came to play. Don't be asking me unless you're serious and ready to pay the fee. I represent my nation. Samson is the hoe. If you need to know that home is a toe. Got love for everyone and die for those I know. My wife and my kids, and that's about all.
That was A Tribe Called Red featuring Helen Back with the People's Champs, or People Champ. And before that, Snotty Nose Rez Kids' latest song with Bougie Natives here on Rose City Native Radio. I want to thank everyone for tuning in as we continue on. Coming up next, it's your favorite superhero and mine, Super Indian, with another fantastic adventure.
Super Indian.
Super Indian. Wampum Bags Revenge.
No, no.
Flora Logan endures a nightmare.
I am Wampum Bags.
No, Wampum, you're not the boss of me. No.
Look at your reservation, Flora Logan. See what I've done to Super Indian.
Super Indian with devil horns? No!
My fire breath will destroy the tribal forest.
Yes, it's another episode of Super Indian. Hubert finds Grandma Logan in her favorite rocker, trapped in a fever dream.
Grandma, wake up.
Oh, no more fire, Hubert. Stop shaking me. Stop!
Oh, sorry. Grandma, it's only a nap. What's going on?
Oh, Hubert, that was Wampum Bags. Wampum is coming back to the res. My dream told me so.
Grandma, I'll do extra training sessions.
Okay, grandbaby, let's go to the tribal forest. But first, I gotta go choke a G.
Meanwhile, in Wampum Bag's secret underground lair, the Circle of Evil has gathered for their weekly game of poker.
Tvegas, it's your turn. Vivian, stop humming. Kooky hippie woman.
Wampum. Don't harsh my mellow. Those mystic crystals of Malibu didn't measure up to Super Indian's power.
Tvegas, call.
Yo, Wampum, chill. Don't get all up in my Kool-Aid.
Silence, your red-haired Scotty scamp. Those Leaning Oak Indians will worship the greatness that is Wampum Bags.
Yo, Wampum, you the OG. Yeah. I'm down with that. Yeah.
Don't you worry, Mr. Bags. I'll smooth the way for you. Yeah.
Big Bucks, you PBS lackey.
Hey. Yeah, Big. Cal Van Eric is more than up to Wampum's challenge.
Sage, baby, you had me at hello.
Enough. From now on, anyone who fails me will be banished to the fifth dimension.
Wampum, homie, I feel ya.
Twiggis, you're such a suck-up.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, the fifth dimension, a great group. Huh? Remember their big hit, I Will Fry an Egg Tonight.
Good song. I can play it on my native flute.
Let me show you what the fifth dimension looks like.
So not cool!
Got it? Banished like Vivian forever.
In the tribal forest, Flora Logan and her grandson Hubert expand the scope of his evolving superpowers.
You're not picking, grandbaby.
Of course not, Grandma.
Okay, name this.
Okra, brined in rice wine vinegar, canned at Chief Yellow Shirt's house. Mm-hmm. There's a faint cigar after scent.
Ah, you're good. Mm-hmm. Hey, now put these leaves over your eyes. What do you see?
Grandma, I can see all the way back to the reservation. General Bear and DOG are watching car wash again in this trailer. How is this happening?
Grandson, remember when you ate the tainted cheese?
Yes, Grandma, it made me stronger and different.
The rest of the tainted cheese was buried deep in the forest, but the chemical drums couldn't contain the resium. Oh. It leaked into the soil and produced super plants. Oh. The forest is off limits because of that, Hubert.
I swear I'll protect all of the Leaning Oak Reservation, Grandma.
Meanwhile, back at General Bear's trailer...
Hello? Hi, Mrs. Logan. No, Hubert isn't here. His dog is, though. You want to speak to him? Hey! I was kidding. Who's coming to the res? Big Bucks. Security detail? Heck yeah! Bye, Mrs. Logan. Hey, DOG, you are now master and commander. Watch what you want. I have a job.
The canine beauties of the American Kennel Club. One day, Westminster will be mine.
Tune in next time for another astonishing Super Indian adventure.
Super Indian.
A Native Voices at the Autry production.
That was Super Indian, based off the comic book by Eric and Star. You can find more information about Super Indian at superindiancomics.com. And closing out the show, this is Tanya Tagak with Caribou here on KBOL Portland Rose City Native Radio. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank Ray Zaragoza for joining us and being such a delight to talk with. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. For music, events, and more, you can email us at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. Let us know what's going on. Until next week, Indian Country, we'll see you then.
The preceding program was produced at KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. More audio can be found online at kboo.fm.